Simon & Schuster Audio presents Mobituaries, Great Lives Worth Reliving by Mo Rocca. Read by the author.
Introduction. As a lover of obituaries, here are some of the questions that weigh on my mind. How did Founding Father Thomas Paine, the man who inspired the American Revolution with his pamphlet Common Sense, end up with just six people at his funeral, and an obit summed up in the line, "He had lived long, did some good, and much harm"? Did Sammy Davis Jr. and Jim Henson really have to die on the same day? Didn't each of these brilliant talents deserve a news cycle all to himself? Is it even possible to diagram a sentence as long as what will likely be the first line of Bill Cosby's obit? Seriously, that's going to be one heck of a dependent clause-heavy sentence. Bill Cosby, the Philadelphia-born stand-up comedian who broke barriers when he became the first black actor to star in an American television drama before going on to star in his own blockbuster eponymous sitcom, but whose legacy was eclipsed by a torrent of accusations of drug-facilitated sex crimes and whose 2018 conviction on aggravated indecent assault sent him to prison where he lived out his days in disgrace, died today. My father loved the obits, too. It was his favorite section of the newspaper. I think he liked the sweeping drama of a life packed into a few inches of print. Indeed, a great one can feel like a movie trailer for an Oscar-winning biopic, leaving the reader breathless. Consider the story of Madame Chiang Kai-shek, who died in 2003. At 105, the widow of Chinese nationalist leader Chiang Kai-shek had long outlived general interest in her. Even the people still around who knew her name had forgotten she was alive. But Madame Chiang's life was consequential. Hence, the gripping 2,600-word saga penned by the New York Times' Seth Faison. Beautiful, brainy, and driven, she was one of three sisters from the Sung family, which dominated Chinese politics and finance in the first half of the 20th century. Quoted in the obit is a famous Chinese ditty about the sisters. One loved money, one loved power, one loved China. Madame Chiang was the power one. The Gabor sisters were slouches next to these three. Madame Chiang barnstormed the United States.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?